our preparation and making sure we're dialed in and fresh mentally and physically.
Was there some importance to delivering a very strong knockout punch last weekend and get that over with as quickly as possible?
Well, who wants to go to Sunday? I mean, you look around and what happened, Bowling Green knocking off Ferris State, it was a 1 versus 11, and 10 of the 22, I think 23 series went to game 3. It just shows how tight and close everything is in college hockey. So you never want to take that chance to get to Sunday when it's a one-game shot. So, you know, our guys are pretty excited to end it on Saturday and get a chance to go back to St. Paul this weekend.
How important is it for this weekend to obviously come out and play well, because you've got something big coming up next weekend?
Well, I mean, it, you know, the good thing is we know we're going to be playing next week. So that takes a little bit of pressure off, but we want to perform as well as we possibly can. The guys are excited to get back to the XL Center, and like every team right now, our goal is to be playing on Saturday night. No matter who we play, St. Cloud or North Dakota, both are playing extremely well. The fun part's going to be that there'll be great crowds on Friday night for our game, no matter who we play. So it'll be a great environment for our players and for me, just to evaluate how they perform in that environment. The good news is that no matter what, that, you know, we'll be right back down there the next weekend.
With some of the pressure off the guys for this week, going into this weekend, do you see a looseness from them in practice?
I think they're excited. The nice thing about this week is we're on spring break. Last week was a difficult week because we had guys with finals and papers, and we even got guys writing midterms on Friday. And so last week was a really difficult academic week for them. This year, this week, they don't have that, so they can get their rest and their focus can be all about hockey this week.
Talk about the magical kind of, you know, there's something about the XL Energy Center, and maybe because a lot of kids in the region play there in a state tournament or something, but it's almost a celebration of hockey, the Final Five.
Yeah, it really is, and you know, that's why, you know, there's only two more years left of the WCHA the way it is, and you know, certainly makes me kind of sad because, you know, I think we have had the premier college hockey conference tournament in the country with, you know, the proximity of all of our teams, and what makes it fun is when you go to the games this weekend and you're going to see jerseys from all the different teams within the league, and people do make it a focus and a destination weekend, and, you know, this weekend especially. I mean, it's going to be 70 degrees out, and, you know, we have a great field that are going to be there, and it is a kind of a celebration of hockey in our region at the collegiate level.